Gotcha!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh, no!
Oh, my gosh, the bell. I've missed you, Belle.
This is very exciting. This is our this is our holiday reunion episode, Christmas special. I cannot believe it's been... We haven't recorded all year.
We haven't recorded all year.
We have not. So I wanted to do, we wanted to get together.
Yeah.
And do one.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Yeah. Start the new year off right.
Right? We missed you guys. I can't believe it. I knew something was missing in my life this year.
Yeah, it's this.
You're just so hard to pin down, though. You're too busy.
Oh, man. Not anymore, though.
Remember when I was the one that was...
going off to college?
What? Yeah. Yeah. That's how long it's been?
Shit. Kids are in college now, so I got them in an empty nester.
Yeah, right. You're gonna be a grandmother soon, right? You want to talk about that?
Yep.
Foster the Podcast 20 years later. Oh man, well, we missed you guys. This is awesome. I've had nothing going on this whole year, and it's been very boring.
What a wipe year it's been.
It's been nice. It's been okay.
Yeah.
It's been in the middle.
Yeah, it has been right in the middle, man.
It's been a very middle year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a gal of extremes.
I know you are.
I like violent highs and violent lows. I don't like ride in the middle. Yep. I'm not comfortable there.
When everything's fine, everything's just as is, you're like, something's not right. No. I got to stir up some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be happy tears or sad tears. I don't like that.
It's like seeing a movie. It's like, that's just like, yeah, that was fine.
Right.
Right. If I'm not crying or like, that was the greatest thing. I'm like, yeah, that was fine. That's kind of what 2018 was. Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
You know?
It's fine.
Did some shows.
Yeah.
I don't know. I officiated my brother's wedding. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What else did I do? I guess that's it. We sound so boring this year.
A year.
Our fans haven't heard from us in a year, and we're just like, meh, well.
Where have you guys been? What have you been up to? Not much.
Yeah, chilling. Ate a lot of breakfast.
You always eat breakfast.
Drink a lot of LaCroix.
You do drink a lot of LaCroix.
That's how I party now. We got death threats if we didn't do an episode soon. So I was like, I don't want to die this year.
I'm so excited. I've missed it.
I've missed it dearly. Yeah. It's just you and I now.
Yep.
Back to where it began, just talking into a cell phone on the couch.
Full circle.
Full circle. But it was an air mattress before, so I feel like we've, we upgraded a little bit.
Yep.
You're a mother of teenagers, and I've got a 401k. Man, how time flies.
Yep.
Oh my God, I went to my first quinceañera last week, by the way.
Yeah, how was that?
It was cool. We met on Tinder, and no, I'm kidding.
No.
Dude, it was exciting. Those are really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like little weddings.
They were like little weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to wear, like Oakland or Raiders jersey. So
You're not a good person at all. Just not.
I feel bad though. Like if you are a Latino parent, you've got to pay for a quinceañera and a wedding. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's the way it goes.
Dude.
It's what you got to do.
Bro, there was like 200 people there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess who was the only white person?
I would presume it was you.
Yeah, it's me and my girlfriend. We were the only two. It was cool though.
People in there.
But like the announcer was speaking in Spanish, and my girlfriend was like, I can't understand any. I'm like,
it's, like, well, it's not for you.
Right. He's not catering to
right,
us.
Right. It's not for you. Yeah. You're a guest.
Yeah.
Eat the cake.
It was cool though. But I was like, man, I don't know how much this thing cost, but it was not. It didn't look cheap.
Yeah. But I mean, everyone's kind of got like there's like sweet 16 parties, there's bar and bat mitzvahs, like everyone's kind of got the thing that they have to do.
Oh yeah,
it's not on the scale of like quinceañeras go all out.
For
like
real.
That's a hell of a party,
right?
That's
they the threw good stuff down. Right there. Yeah, it was
that's
great.
Good stuff. I love it.
I guess just being a parent in general is expensive, right?
Because
you got to have graduation parties, you got to get on the first car,
yep.
College,
yep.
College party,
yep. My kids are two. I don't know how they cost so much. They're two-year-olds. Like, what are your, literally, what are your needs? Why do you cost so much money to raise?
Why do they?
I don't know. I don't know, because they grow out of clothes every 2 seconds.
Yeah. Because that's what everyone says. They're like, you're never ready to have a kid. You just got to have a kid. You're never ready to have a kid. And it's like, but what about the financial part? Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but you just kick your hustle into gear. You let the fear drive you to obtain goals.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do more comedy shows for $50.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But you wouldn't. You'd quit and be like a welder or something. You know
a
what
welder?
I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. Have you met me
you
before?
Get a good union job.
I can't even put together a table for IKEA. What am I welding?
That's what I'm saying. You learn new skills. You do what you got to do for the kids.
Yeah, I do, like invest in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Ugh. Be one of those guys. I don't know what I would do.
Like who? My husband?
Dude, my dog. Is your husband is a Bitcoin guy, huh?
100%. 100%.
I don't know, man. My dog's had like a his. I probably shouldn't say this on air. It makes me sound like a real. He's had like a messed up foot for like 3 months, and I haven't even gotten that checked yet.
Oh, poor pup. He looks happy.
Yeah, he's happy because he's high.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
So you just give him painkillers and call it a day?
No, we're not that cool.
Oh, okay.
You think I got painkiller money?
Well, why is he high?
What am I? A Kardashian? I don't know. They take pills. He was like limping for like a lot, right. For like a while. And I was like, oh boy. So I took him to the vet and the vet was like, yeah, he's got arthritis. And I was like, he's 3 years old.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, sorry. And so, yeah, I don't know what you want me to do.
Dog.
Yeah. Your dog's broken. And so, so they wanted to put him on a bunch of pain pills. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to put him on. So we got him the CBD.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the CBD oil?
Yep.
Yeah. So he's real happy.
Okay. Nice. But so you're sober, but the dog.
And that's been my conundrum is that I have to go pick up his drugs for him.
Get your own drugs, dog.
It's very strange. I went to my first dispensary for the first time ever, and I had to fill out the paperwork, and they scanned my – I'm on a list somewhere.
Right.
I'm on some list. Some government drug buying list.
They're gonna come for you.
And I walk in, they buzz in. I don't know if you've ever been to one of these before. I guess you were sober before. They
long before.
So they buzz you in, and it's like pot paradise.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like, you know, like the inside of, you know, a Grateful
Willy Wonka's
Grateful Dead's concert.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. You walk inside Cheech's asshole, and there's just jars of everything and books, and you can pick through the book and. They have what they call a bud tender.
Okay.
Or it's the scientist that comes up. And,
okay.
And then I come in and they're like, hey, what are you looking for, bro? And like, my dog's hip hurts. Like, I just looked like the world's biggest pussy. And they're like, what? So just stuff for your dog? And I was like, yes, please. And so I got a little thing for him. And
man.
He seems to be doing better.
Yeah.
I don't know. He plays a lot of Xbox now. He watches a lot of cartoons.
Yep.
But so it's weird because the cops are always there, like waiting for you to leave, and they'll pull you over, and they'll ask you if you pay tax on your weed or if they're like hooking you up, you know. So And I haven't been pulled over yet, but that's like my nightmare is that I get pulled over with a bag of drugs for my dog.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Right.
You know?
My dog just has arthritis.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean?
I'm super lame.
Right. Yeah.
Just let me go.
Yeah, I had to fill out the paperwork and she was like, so why do you want marijuana? And I'm like, oh, it's for my dog. And she's like, yeah, that's not one of the boxes.
Right. She's come like, up with something else.
So she goes, well, I'll just put in to enhance your life. And I was like, hey, don't put that. I didn't say that. Don't put that.
Yeah, don't just start checking boxes for me, lady. Yeah. I'm barely through the door as it is.
So that's how cool I've gotten in 2018 as I went to my first dispensary.
Wow. That sounds exciting.
Yeah. But
big year.
But, you know, it's the holidays or so the lights on the palm trees in 90 degree weather tell me.
It's not that bad out.
This city is so confusing to me.
Weather-wise?
Yeah, it's almost Christmas And the only way I know that is because...
You act like you just moved here. It's been that way every year that you've been in L.A.
I feel like last year it was a little cold.
Yeah.
I wore shorts today.
Because everything's on fire.
That's true. That's very true. I had a show in Malibu last night, and that was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very strange.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just weird to me. Like, to go holiday shopping in gym shorts just doesn't feel quite right.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Florida, so that's all I know.
Does Florida not get cold at Christmas?
Not really, no.
I don't know why I thought that, like, because it was so close to the water that it would just, like, really cool down.
I mean, it cools down from 90 whatever degrees.
I guess so. I mean, Texas gets cold.
Yeah.
And Texas 1,000 in the summer.
Yeah.
But Florida now?
No. No. It gets cold for like a week or so, but it's still like, it's tropical.
Yeah, I guess. At least we are, though.
By the water, like there's just like a wind that kicks up and brings the frost with it.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess. Yeah. I thought maybe the cool ocean air would cool things down a bit.
It gets a little colder. When I lived up in Orlando, it used to freeze like hell.
I went Christmas shopping the other day, and there was like a little Santa out front with like the little bell, and it's like, put money in the thing, you know, like change.
Yeah, it's the Salvation Army.
The Salvation Army, right. Yeah. You should never give money to the Salvation Army, like wearing sunscreen. Like I just felt, is it Christmas?
I'm getting on a plane. I'm going to fly to snow.
You're going to fly?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's
really?
How much I love my kids.
When was the last time you flew?
It's been, I don't know, when we went to Ireland, I guess like 5 years ago or something like that. Four years ago. Yeah.
You haven't flown in 5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, so much has changed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gotten way worse. Skies are just unruly now. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
You're such an asshole.
I don't know what's going
on. You think
on.
You're so cool because you meditated away your fear of flying. So now
I'm TSA sweating. Approved, Christy.
I know.
Listeners,
very impressing.
Listeners, if you've listened to the show since day one, you know, you already know.
Yeah,
how I feel about the airplanes. I'm TSA approved. I'm cool, calm.
Yeah,
it's a nice experience.
But I gotta tell you, I don't give a shit. Like I normally at this point I would already be having a nervous breakdown, and I just don't give a shit. I am obsessed over like packing and how I'm gonna keep two toddlers like okay on a flight.
Yeah.
And that's where my head's at. I'm not like having the sleepless nights. My heart doesn't race when I think about being on the plane.
Good.
I'm just like, I just got to pack enough Ritz crackers that nobody has a meltdown.
Right. Because your number one goal at this point is to not pass your shit onto them.
Yes.
Right. Your number one goal is to not freak out and have them looking at you and like, why is mommy afraid of this? Should we be afraid of this?
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
That happened to me. I was on a plane next to a kid and I was like, I have to keep it together because I don't want to scar this kid. Doesn't know that. This is the scariest thing in the world.
Right. I used to be okay with flying, and then my mom was not okay with flying, and I think that it's one of the things that planted the seed of, like, this is a scary thing.
Yeah.
You should be afraid of this.
I'm sure. When you see, like, your guardians afraid of something.
Right.
You know?
Adults know everything when you're a kid.
Right.
You're like, well, if they think it's scary, it must be scary as hell.
Mm-hmm. You got to keep it together.
I know.
I got some CBD oil in you. I gotta ask my dog.
It's for my kids.
It's
for my kids so they can fly.
Sorry, officer, my kids.
It's not for me.
I pay taxes on it. It's fine.
It's fine.
Where are you going?
We're flying. The most I would agree to fly was to Chicago.
Okay.
And then we're driving the rest of the way
to Montreal. Come on. You're already that. What? You're already in the air.
No, that's all I could wrap my head around was that three and a half hours. That's all I could wrap my head around.
The windiest, most turbulent place to land into in winter is your stopping point?
Yeah.
That's what you chose?
Yeah. That's where
I'm going. Oh, my God. You're better off just flying straight to Canada.
No, it's going to be fine. I can't do it. I can't sit that other 3 hours. I can't. Sit on 6 hours can't be my big return. You
6 hours is a long time.
That can't be my return to flying. Is locked with two toddlers on a plane for 6+ hours. It's just not going
to
happen.
How far is the drive from Chicago to Canada?
It's like 10 hours.
Oh God!
So we're gonna drive a couple hours. We're gonna stop overnight. We're gonna drive the rest of the way.
You're a psycho.
It'll
I love you.
Fine.
That's awesome.
It'll be fine.
Ugh.
And maybe I'll love it, and then I'll be able to fly everywhere all the time.
From here to Chicago is nice. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
It's a nice beginner trip. It's a nice bunny slope as far as flying's concerned.
And booked there in January. I was like, ugh. It's like negative 30 in January in Chicago.
Yeah, man. Ugh. Yep. So it'll be fun. We're going to have a white Christmas, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's going to be great.
Yep.
I had an interesting flight. So I meditate now, as you alluded to. That is, I've been hypnotized. I've taken medication. I've pretty much done everything. And meditation is the only thing that's been working lately. Can we have a rule? If you're going to fly, you should shower. I think that should be like a thing, right? Like you can't have a certain amount of ounces, right? You got to take your shoes off. And you got to shower before you get on a plane with strangers.
Okay.
The guy next to me for 3.5 hours smelled like mildew. It was the worst. Like, you know, like when you're taking deep breaths to meditate and you just smell like wet towels.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing, bro?
Like he had left his clothes in the washer too long.
Yeah. Like he was like wet.
Yeah. Sir, why are you wet?
Sir. trying to get zen here and not smell swamp thing.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Yeah.
Man. You got to get like a little thing of like lavender oil or something.
Just spray them?
Well, no, just so that you can put it like on yourself and just smell that instead of the other person.
That's just really, that's actually really smart. I think lavender is like supposed to help with like calming. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I just should just pour it on his feet. You disgusting.
Here, sir, just douse him with it like it's holy water and he's possessed.
Yeah, it was really yeah. The power of Christ compels you. Is that lavender?
Yeah,
fix your shit, man. Yeah, it was gross. I was like sitting there. You ever like catch a whiff? You're like, that's not me, is it? And you like smell, and you're like, oh no, it's this dude.
Not.
Oh, it was so bad.
It's definitely not. You don't all of a sudden find out you smell like hours into your day.
Yeah, you smell like a 24-hour fitness towel. It's just been on the floor for 3 days.
Gross. Yuck.
Mm-hmm. It was rough.
Yep.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So 2018 has been a big year.
Decided that I am not going to make my kids drive cross country.
Well, you still are, but just you're cutting out a few hours.
I'm cutting out like 3 days on the road. I cut out. They have to take 2 5-hour trips. They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
We're going to watch some Dora.
Is that still a thing? People still watch Dora?
Yeah, my kids love Dora, man. I bought a bunch of random DVDs at a consignment sale and just like threw them in. And Dora stuck like a son of...
Really?
Yeah, man.
Interesting.
Like, there's stuff they've been watching since, like, they were born, like Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
But Dora, they watched it one time and were, like, saying all the rhymes and stuff.
Interesting.
Like,
yeah, that's weird.
There's some subliminal something going on with Dora because that shit stuck.
For real. Did you see that? Well, never mind. I'm going to bring that up.
Yeah, don't.
You saw it?
Yes.
How do you know what I was going
to
say?
Why does everyone want to talk to me? Doug, did you hear about the Southwest plane the other day? Yeah, thank you. I'm going to get on a Southwest flight in a week. I'm trying to keep it together for the fucking kids. I'm trying to be a hero. And everyone's trying to ruin my Christmas.
Talk about the plane that skid off the runway in Burbank.
Like, why? Why is everyone telling me about this?
Dude, I'm to the point now where I get texts from people whenever something like that happens.
But why?
I don't know, because it's on brand, I guess.
God.
You know, they see a news story about something, like, you know who would appreciate this? It's the guy who's afraid of this thing.
Like, here, let me tell you about this thing. You know how you're planning on getting on a plane. Let me tell you about this one that skidded off the, but why? But why are we talking about this?
Did you see the one? Did you see the flight yesterday, where the Southwest flight where they had to turn around because someone had left a heart on the plane?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I did not.
The article is a little misleading when you read it. You think that there's just like a human heart like on like, you know, seat 4B or whatever. Like when I read it, I was like, oh, someone left a heart on the plane, like that's not good.
But really, a chest containing an organ underneath the plane.
Yeah. Yes. So, but also, like, that's a lot of trust.
Yeah. And it's bizarre. Are there not like medevacs that, like,
you would think like Amazon Prime is faster than that? You know how many times Southwest has lost my luggage?
Yeah. A, why Southwest? B, why not just like a medical, like hospitals don't own planes for stuff like that. Like there's no protocol for getting organs from place to place other than like throw it on the nearest like low budget airline.
Well, you get 2 free check bags, aren't you?
So weird.
Isn't that bananas?
so weird.
Everyone on the flight, they were like, hey, we left something. We got to turn around. It's going to save lives. And everyone was like really, apparently to the news article, everyone was really excited. So they started doing the math. Like people were on the plane knowing how long organs, specifically a heart, lasts.
Right.
And they're like, I don't know if this is right. good anymore.
This one's going to go bad.
Yeah, maybe we should just keep going.
Right. Let's not take a chance. Let's find a new heart.
Yeah.
Shall we?
I saw that article and I was like, oh my God, did someone like rip it out? Was it like
there's just a heart on the plane.
Like, damn. I've expected on Spirit, but not Southwest.
Jeez.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know, man. I'm so when they always ask if someone wants to give up their seat for like points or whatever for another, I'm never.
Nah, I don't want
to
do that.
Even
ever.
If I don't have anything to do.
Right, like, I just don't want to be in this airport for your points.
I want to go home.
Right.
Dude, for real though. Ugh. Well, good. I'm proud of you. That's going to be awesome.
Thank you. I'm a big girl.
Have you gotten your Christmas shopping done?
Yes.
Really? All of it?
Yeah, all of it, because I do everything online now. I get my groceries online.
So boring.
I get my Christmas shopping done online.
Really?
Yes.
Nah, I'm a mall guy.
Yeah, motherfucker. You don't have two toddlers that you have to drag through a crowded fucking mall with you. Yeah, I used to be a mall girl too. I used to do a lot of things. I used to go grocery shopping like a human in public. I used to, you know, change out of pajama pants every single day.
Not smell like vomit all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I used to not have poo under my fingernails. There's a lot of things that have changed in the recent days.
You're right. Touche, touche.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're fucking
I have a lot of free time,
Chrissy. Your free time and your independence. Way to go.
I have so much extra cash lying around, too, to buy gifts for people.
This time, just a good night's sleep, you asshole.
I didn't even think about that. I like going to the malls around, Chris. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I like leaving the house ever.
Yeah, I do. I do. I like leaving the house ever. Just perusing racks of things to think of what to get the special person. No, man. The Ritz situation is like the realest thing in the world. I don't know what it is with kids and crackers, but they lose their mind.
Why?
I don't know.
It's just crackers.
I understand. My kids have had cake on their birthday. Mm-hmm. They have had cookies before. It's not like we're a sugar-free household, but the one thing that they have meltdowns over is that crackers, more crackers, please. And they lose them. Yeah. Hit the ground, kicking, screaming. It's really absurd.
So you're just getting them crackers for Christmas? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just boxes and boxes of family-sized crackers. Here you go, kids.
Do you got to get them presents? Do they know?
I mean, they don't know, but yes, we're getting
them. But like,
them.
Not a lot, right?
We're getting them plenty of stuff for Christmas.
Really?
Well, they're two now, so you go through periods where like basically all of their old clothes and toys are obsolete.
Mm.
Because they go from being like infants to toddlers, so now they need toddler stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. My parents didn't get me gifts until I was like five.
Yeah?
No, I'm kidding. Can you imagine? My mom's listening right now.
I'm going to remember it anyway.
My mom's driving her car off the road. You lying son of a bitch. are you going to tell them about Santa?
Yeah. They already went to go see Santa.
That's like a big thing now. Like, I think the Santa thing is kind of dying out. I think LA is more like, we just want to have an open, honest relationship with our children and not be based on lies.
That's nonsense. Santa's been around for a really, really, really long time.
I think so.
The Norse, you know what I mean? Like, this Santa's been around for centuries. Don't
reinvent the wheel.
Yeah. Don't hipster your way out of letting your kids have a childhood. There's a Santa. He's everywhere. We went to go see him. We went to go see hipster Santa.
Yeah.
I wanted like an Instagram pop-up.
Just a little fedora. Skinny jean Santa.
Yeah. Yep. We went to go see hipster Santa.
These elves get equal wages.
Yep. Yep. He's just drinking craft beer for no reason.
The Santa IPA.
Yeah.
Ugh. He's got cool socks on. I don't know why I'm just describing me. Every analogy I'm giving
he just
you is
drinks
like,
LaCroix. He's like bald headed with a big beard.
With a beard. There's a white fluffy dog that's on CBD oil.
Right.
Hipster Santa. I get it. There is that moment of like betrayal, though. I'll never forget that when you find out that your parents had lied to you the entire time. Because someone always tells you, right? And then you have to go home to your parents to confirm, like, is it true?
Right.
And then they got to look you in the eye and be like, yeah, yeah, we've been lying to you for a long time.
But we are, my husband and I are very, like, folklore-oriented household. Mm. So, like, we like the holidays behind the holidays. Mm. We like, you know, to do things that celebrate, like, Yule as well as Christmas and sure. stuff like that. So at the end of the day, there's folklore behind Santa that literally has been around for centuries. And there's an idea behind it. And, you know, we will explain to our kids that there's an idea behind it. And it's about giving, and it's about the, you know, that there is a spirit of Christmas, and that spirit is Santa, you know, like mm-hmm. that, like, mm-hmm. and that it talks about giving and making people merry and being selfless and,
yeah,
you know, yeah. you just gotta twist it. You sure. just manipulate your children so they don't get mad at you for lying right. to them.
So they don't get on the naughty list.
That's, you know, you just manipulate.
Yeah. It's just a way to get kids to be behaved.
Right.
You know? It's like the Bible.
The elf on the shelf thing is brilliant, man.
I love the elf on the shelf.
I'm just going to put this elf up here, and I'm always going to point at it so that you don't disappoint me. All Christmas long, I'm going to point at that elf, because Lord knows you don't give a shit when I tell you to stop climbing on the freaking AC. You don't care, but maybe if that elf tells you.
Yeah. Have you gotten your husband gifts yet?
I have.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I ordered him a gift from Ireland.
Really?
I did.
Can you? I guess you can't say. He doesn't listen to the show.
No, he doesn't, actually.
Has he ever listened to an episode?
He doesn't, actually. No, I don't think he has. I got him, if you can, this isn't going to be fun for people listening, but I have a necklace on, and it's like part of a two-piece thing. And in the Celtic
lore.
Yeah, in the Celtic Oum alphabet, it says soulmate. Mm-hmm. And so we got these two pieces, and I got it for him, like, when we had first gotten engaged, for one of the first Christmases that we spent together. And it says, like, soulmate, and the two pieces go together, his and mine. And it was one Aww. Of, yeah, and it was one of his favorite things that he's, like, always worn mm-hmm. since we, you know, we first got together. So this year I got him one in the same, like, alphabet, kind of like runic looking alphabet mm-hmm. that says, like, family, basically.
Cool.
So, because now we're not just the two of us, right. we're a family.
Aww,
so,
that's yeah. cool.
Thanks.
Damn. I got my girlfriend a board game. Here's Chutes and Ladders. Merry Christmas. No.
Enjoy.
Why are dudes the hardest to shop for? Why is it like dads are like so hard to shop for?
Do you really think so? I don't think that's true at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, every year I try to get my dad something, and it's just like, oh, it's so tough.
But most guys have like hobbies, and you can just get them a million things around that hobby.
I mean, I'm easy to shop for because I like Marvel shit right. and like dumb stuff, but like just regular dudes, like my dad, right?
Yeah.
Like if you search like gifts for dad, there's always like these alpha, right? Like,
right.
like aftershave that tastes like whiskey. Gifts for Why dad.
You drinking your aftershave.
A barbecue grill shaped like tits. Gifts for dad. You know what I mean?
That's super inappropriate for Christmas. That's super inappropriate.
A golf club shaped like a pistol. Gifts for dad.
Not useful either.
But my dad doesn't want any of these things.
No. No one wants any of those things.
A tie. My...
I got my dad a cigar humidor because he needed a new humidor.
Dude, that's well, your dad's a little bit classy yeah. though. Yeah,
he's a fancy man.
Right? Yeah. No, I don't know what to get. This is my dad's Christmas present. Is all he wanted was an episode of Foss the Podcast this year.
Merry Christmas.
Gifts for Dad. Foster the Podcast. Yeah, it's brutal. I don't know, you know?
See, I think most women are harder to shop for.
No, you guys are so easy. Everything you guys want shows up on our phones as ads. I'm serious. I don't know. I don't know if my girlfriend is searching for shit on my phone.
That is probably true.
Or when I'm in the shower, she just takes the microphone and just says what she wants.
Right. Just rattles off a Christmas list like it's direct to Santa.
All day. All day. That's like it's hilarious. A list to Santa. I get out of the shower. I get on Facebook and some like Tiffany's ring pops up on That's my sponsored hilarious. Post. That shit is weird, though. That is really weird.
Yeah.
And I used to laugh and joke about it, but it's like my girlfriend made mac and cheese the other day. Mm-hmm. Like, she just made it, and then a sponsored post for mac and cheese popped up on both of our phones.
Yeah, that's really weird. That's really weird. It's always like the freaky part is when, like, you haven't Googled anything. It's not on, like, a wish list. You were just talking about something or watching something, and then it pops up. Like, that's super unacceptable.
It's weird.
It is.
Like, I'm wondering, like, so she's – because we share a Wi-Fi network, so I'm guessing whatever she searched for shows up on my phone. Mm-hmm. But does that mean what I search for shows up on her phone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. She's just getting Fleshlight.
Oh, no, yeah. Asian massage.
A Fleshlight.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Just cases of LaCroix because you're a dirty,
that makes
dirty
sense.
Hipster pervert.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer to that is. I'm like, I know I wasn't shopping Victoria's Secret.
That's so funny.
But yeah, I did a lot online. But then I like the experience. I like going and being in the crowds because it doesn't feel like Christmas here without that.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to do the experiences here to make it feel like that time of year.
Yeah. It's very weird. It's just such another way that LA is just so like fake and put on that you have to.
Right. Go to like the LA snow day where they do like a block of fake snow so you can go sledding.
Yep. Yep. You got to go to the WB lot because they made it to a winter wonderland for a day.
Exactly. Exactly.
For real. I'm going home for like 2 days. It's like the quickest Christmas trip I've ever had. Mm. Usually I chill for like 2 weeks there, but.
Got to get to work.
Yeah. I got stuff to do. 2019 is going to be busy.
Yeah, it is. Making it happen.
You're doing you took a year off to be a mom, but you're getting back into your hustle this year, right?
I am. I already brought on I had a couple of clients that I kept all throughout, but I've been bringing more and more back on. I'm ready to do it. But it's that kind of thing where like if I'm not like spiritually fit, I certainly can't be in other people's business telling them how to run their stuff.
Oh, for sure. Dude, it would be the worst. Those people that give advice, but like their lives in shambles.
Right. Ma'am, you haven't showered in 48 hours. Why are you telling me about my relationship?
You smell like mildew.
Right? You smell like mildew. Why?
That's actually something I'd wanted to talk to you about. These people, and I don't want to get specific, but there are some people on my Facebook page that like, mm-hmm. How do you feel about these people where everything is wrong? Everything is a problem. Life is just so unfair. And every day is just such a struggle. And everything is so dramatic.
Yeah.
Like it takes there's a person who added me from a show in the Midwest. And I don't know this person. And usually if I don't know the person and they add me after a show, I usually unfollow pretty quickly because there's not a lot that we have in common. I probably shouldn't. I follow all of our listeners, by the way. But but for somehow she made it through and I haven't unfollowed her yet because every day is just another train wreck. And it's not even like bad stuff. It's life's unfair.
Right. It's perspective.
Right.
Right. Like you have a negative perspective. And so you're choosing to, if you focus on only the bad stuff, then every day is going to be bad because you don't see any of the things that are good. You know what I mean? Like, that's a whole practice behind, like, if you find yourself in a funk and you feel like life is out to get you and there's nothing but bad things happening to you over and over and over again, you start a daily gratitude list so that you're forced to search for the good things. Because there's good things in every day, right? And it might not make the day good, but it'll at least balance stuff out so that you're not, like, stuck in the dark shadows of gloom.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Like something has to go right one of the days.
Exactly. There's always something to be grateful for. And trust me, I've been in some really dark places. And throughout my entire life, I've been in some super dark places. But you got to focus on the little. There's little victories all the time.
Something, right? Oh, I got a flat tire. Why me?
Right.
Oh.
Right. Oh. Right. Right. Probably because your tire's been bald for 3 weeks and you decided not to change it.
Right. Instead of having gratitude that you haven't spent money on tires in the last 8 years.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Or what about the fact that there was, like, you know, someone came to pick me up, or there was a tow truck behind me, or somehow mm-hmm. I'm not living on the side of the road with this flat tire.
Yeah, I can afford an Uber.
Right.
Oh, man, it's exhausting.
Yeah. It sucks. It sucks to be in that place. And I think some people just get stuck there for longer than others. You know what I mean? We all get stuck in a funk where we just feel like a little depressed for a while. Yeah. But I think some people just get stuck and then that just becomes your way of life.
I heard somebody say the other day that he's never had a bad day. He's just had bad moments.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that's nice.
Right. It makes you want to throw up a little in your mouth, yeah. But it's also, like, correct.
Right. And it's a very nice perspective to have. Yeah. When you first hear it, you're like, oh, you piece of right. shit. But then you're like, that's a really.
But, yeah. But that's awesome. And that is, like, that's what we should all strive for. The cynic in me wants to roll my eyes so hard that I seizure. But the spiritualist in me is like, that guy's on the right track. And that is the correct answer of how to live your life. Mm-hmm. I also want to be you.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm the same way. I'm the same way, because you can reset your day at any point.
Yep.
Although sometimes I wake up and I'm like, no, this is not the day. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, sometimes, and I think I've said this on here before, sometimes you just gotta fucking get through a mm-hmm. day. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not gonna be your day. It's just not gonna be one of the winners, and you just gotta survive it. Mm-hmm. You know what
I mean? Yep.
Like, just do the minimal amount that is required of you. Don't try to go big or go home. Just, like, get through it, man.
Yep. Sometimes you just gotta, like, get up and then get back down. Like, just yeah. get back into bed.
Yeah. Just don't die for 24 yep. hours and just wake up the next day. You'll be all right.
Put some pajamas on and watch a movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Call it quits. I do that with the kids sometimes, too.
Sorry, kids. Not today.
I do. Yeah. Sometimes.
Eat
sometimes
some crackers.
If they're teething, if they're sick, like, whatever it is. And, you know, everyone wants to be super mom. And, like, moms can be very judgy. And you want to have, like, really high expectations for yourself. Mm-hmm. Some days we just watch The Wiggles, man. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes we just watch a lot of Wiggles. You know what I mean? And just wait for dad to come home.
A some lot days, of Dora.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I'm, like, doing art projects. The other day I made their pancakes look like Santa Clauses with strawberries on them mm-hmm. and, like, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's a Martha Stewart day, and sometimes we just watch a lot of Wiggles, man.
Dude, that would be awesome.
What?
Like, just the days where you're like, you guys don't expect anything from me, right?
Right.
As long as you guys eat.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We can sit and watch TV.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just as happy. And when they're sick and when they're tired, it's like, I could drag you out to the park and you could scream in my face for the next 30 minutes at the park, mm-hmm. just like you're doing here. I could just flick on a movie. You know what I mean? Just let you have, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to bake some cookies. We're going to eat cookies. Yep. The other day, my daughter was super, super sick. Both of them were sick. My daughter woke up. My son took an extra long nap and she was just miserable. I made us both hot chocolate and we watched Polar Express. Mm. Like, that's yep. just what we're going to do right now. We're yep. not going to do flashcards. I'm not going to teach you any new words today. We're going to drink this hot chocolate and we're going to watch Polar Express.
So since people have, like, asked me when I go out, they ask me about the kids, what's the update? Are they, fill the audience in? Are they talking? Are they, you know, what's...
They are absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'll say that they're super healthy. They are officially caught up to their mm-hmm. age from the prematurity and all that. They are talking a bunch. Mm-hmm. They know all of their Christmas carols. They sing Jingle Bells 100 times a day and Frosty the Snowman. Those are their two favorites. They are climbing and jumping on everything. They're probably the two most active kids in the history of mm-hmm. children known to man, which is awesome. And yeah, they're just amazing, happy, beautiful, super, super, super cool kids. And yeah, and that's it. Their first Christmas was in the NICU mm-hmm. and it was still, we still didn't know, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like yeah. we still didn't know how many kids we were going to be taking home at the end of everything. And so whenever it comes around holiday time, it always makes me reflect to that. And it's just crazy how far we've come.
Yep.
It's crazy. There's, you know, it's just absolutely nuts.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Goals 2019. What are they?
Ooh. Making more of a presence for my business. I'm going full throttle back into it. I miss helping people. Mm-hmm. I miss how much helping other people keeps me accountable. Like I said before, I'm a different person when I'm helping people, and you know, it just is so fulfilling to me, and I have so much more of my story to share. So just going full throttle back into business. I also am doing a yoga certification to teach kids yoga.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So it's something I started a while back, and I'm finally going to go back in and finish.
That's
so
awesome.
Hopefully I can kind of turn my business not just one-on-one with, you know, people, but also start to do some classes around families and things like that as well. So
that's awesome.
Yep.
Can we do more podcasts?
Yes.
You heard it. You heard it there.
Podcasting.
You heard it, folks.
Regular podcasting.
So, yeah.
I miss it so much.
I do too.
I really do.
Me too. I really do. I think about it all the time. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to. I was like, oh, wait, no. Oh. I should have kept a list of everything that I wanted to tell you from this last year. Not that I haven't seen you all year, but.
We just got to start fresh, man.
Yeah, you too.
We just got to start fresh. We'll just move forward in the new year and.
Oh, yeah.
And do the damn thing. What are your goals?
Dude, I'm punching 2019 in the face.
Right in the face?
Yeah.
Getting it handled. Yeah.
It's all up in the air, but
it's a businessy kind of year, isn't it?
Is. Yeah.
It's a prosperity year. That's what it feels like to me too, and that's what I've been hearing from everyone. Is everyone's like very like work oriented.
It's all hustle.
Yeah.
2018 was the most money financial that I've made in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And 2019 I would like to beat that.
Yeah.
And then carry that on with like the social media, like building up followers, building up content, building up new material, working on this new hour, all like more shows, more touring, all like all of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. We want to touch base with you guys, and we hope you all have a very happy holidays and a happy new year. And we will see you guys next year.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.